Chumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ein Tarmin Shemen al Zesim HaNechtoshin. Here it's the opposite of we had in the previous Mishnahs, where the actual Truma you're taking off and giving to the Kohen is the end product, is the oil. So you're trying to take off Truma from the oil onto crushed olives. So the olives are crushed, and there's sort of oil sitting inside of the olives. And that's really the Truma. You're taking Truma on other oil onto the oil that's in the crushed olives. And similarly, Vlo Yayin al Anovim HaNedrachin. And also, you're taking off Truma and giving to the Kohen the better wine, which is the end product. And you're taking that Truma and being mafreshed onto grapes that also were pressed. Now, one shouldn't do this, l'chatchila. Either Kohen still gets the better product, so what's the problem here? So the Yerushalmi says that the reason that they aser this, l'chatchila, is because they did not want the olives or the grapes to become tameh. Why is that? So how does this help? Because if they allow people to take off Truma from the, let's say, for example, the oil, and they allow them to do it onto crushed olives, so what they would do is they would first take off Truma on the oil, on some of the finished product. They would just take off a little bit of Truma and potter everything else, even the crushed olives, which weren't finished, where they didn't actually extract all the oil from. And then once they took off the Truma and separated it, now they would say, okay, now we can all become Tameh, we don't even care anymore. And then they would become Tameh, they would be Metameh everything else. They would work with everything that's Tameh. So Chazal made sure to say that if you try to do this, it's not going to work. Therefore, what would they do? They would make sure not to do this. They would have to first, obviously, take out and extract all the oil from the crushed olives. And then when they had all the oil together, then and only then, they would be mafish from one onto the other. And the work was already done. And they obviously would have done it when they're tahor. Because if they did it when they're tameh, v'im tarim trumaso truma. But b'dieved, it is good truma. V'yachzer v'yitroim. But the problem is, b'dieved, they have to go and take off truma again. Which means, the way the Rav explains, is that if they went ahead and did this, they would have to first extract the oil from the olives, or the grape juice from the grapes, and then take off truma again on that specific olive oil or grape juice that came out of the olive or the grape. So really, midyaraisa, you took off truma. You're good. This is a din derabanan. So really, these olives that were crushed, all the oil that's inside the olives are not tevel anymore as far as truma is concerned. Minatayra. Midirabanan, you had to do it again. Likewise, minatayra, the oil that you took to the side first when you were mafresh truma, and you were mafresh truma even on the other olives that were crushed from the oil, that oil is truma midyaraisa. So as the mission now continues, harishoina middamas bifnei atzma. So the first truma that you took off on everything, even the olives, that's truma midyaraisa. It worked on everything. So much so that if it becomes mixed with other things that's not truma, it becomes meduma. And we know meduma, if there's not more than 100 of other things to outweigh the olive, then it asers all 100 and you have to sell it to a kohen because you can't eat it. That's only on truma midyaraisa that gets mixed in. V'chayavin alei chomish. And if a non-kohen would eat it, the Rav says, b'shoigig, he has to pay karen and chomish, just like any other zar that eats truma, because again, it midyaraisa, it's truma. Aval loy shnia. However, the second truma, the one that you took off on the crushed olive, not on the oil or the wine, that is no meduma, because it's only derabanan. If it falls in, it becomes batel, it's fine. And also, you don't have to pay a chaimish. But the Rav points out, this is a libra the way the Taisus Yontif learns the Rav, that lemaisa, what about eating it now? Midiraisa, lemaisa truma was taken off of it. It's only a chiv derabanan. So you want to give something now to the Kohen, this truma derabanan, because really midiraisa, this truma derabanan that you're giving to the Kohen, that really is not really truma minatara. The Levi would be taking off trumas maisis at this point. So it's tevel gummer legabe that. There are things that have to be taken off, which means that it's tevel as far as maisis and trumas maisis. So there the Rav says you have to take trumas maisis because it's tevel midiraisa. You have to take off trumas maiser and maiser from a different place onto this truma that you just took off, this truma derabanan that you gave to the Kohen, because really minatara, it's not really truma. And here's also where the Rav says the difference in this case and the previous case about taking off truma from something, let's say crushed olives onto oil, as opposed to this Mishnah where it's olive oil onto the crushed olives, is there's a hefsid to the Kohen, like we said earlier with Yushalmi. In this case, there's no hefsid. That's why in the previous Mishnah, it's usser even bidiyeved. And in this case, it's not usser bidiyeved. You just take off truma a second time and only midirabanan.